views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Hello, John, and hello, dear friends. We're so happy to have you with us.
We are indeed happy to have you with us, and when I get my hands on the person playing that piano, they'll be leaving. Countess, how have you been? It's been wonderful weather over there where you are in Palm Beach. Tell me I'm right.
Let me tell you, swimming with the dolphins every night, the balmy breezes, the smell of the jasmine. Oh boy, this is truly the Garden of Eden over here.
Yeah, the last time I smelt jasmine, I sent her for a bath. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, it's not a comedy show, this, not really. Let me tell you a little bit about what Psychic World's about. It's all about you. It's all about your hopes, your aims, your dreams and ambitions, your aspirations and your love. Please, this evening, do call in. The number to call in to speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella is 1-800-930-2819. You can call in and speak direct to me or Countess Starella. And Countess, people are always saying to me, how do I get in touch with Countess? Tell us how people can get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella.
Yes, they can find me at countessstarella.com. Or I am most easily accessible in Oranum, Oranum.com, where I have my live chat.
Oranum.com. Brilliant. Yes, I'm on there too, and you can find me on there, Psychic John G. Or please do, if you want to speak to me direct. The best way to do it is through my website, which is psychicworld.net. You can contact me there, you can book a reading, you can speak to me direct, you can read my blog. There's a lot of stuff on there. Catch up on all the past radio shows, because all the radio shows we've done on Transformation Talk Radio are available on that website, psychicworld.net. Now, please do call in this evening. You can talk to us about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and your ambitions, your aspirations, you name it. You phone in, we'll be here. And this evening we have special guests joining us very soon, we hope. And we're going to be talking about life after death. Now, life after death. These people are very learned people. They've got one of them is Dr. Dennis Greger, along with Michelle Szabo, who's a Reiki master. And they'll be talking about the transition between this world and the next, which is, have you had any experience of near-death experiences?
Too many to recount. So many that I keep pinching myself every day. Am I still here? Many, many, many.
Right, because they're going to be talking to us about life after death and the transition between this world and the next. A very strange experience I had myself concerning a near-death experience was when I was in a hospital many years ago, about 28 years ago now, nearly 30 years ago. And I was out of my body in a different world, and I was taken into an airport lounge. I was near to death, actually, because they'd flown my mother from, who lives in Canada, they'd flown her home to attend my funeral.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because the doctor said there was probably less than 20% chance that I would make it through the night. And indeed, I'm sure they were right, because on that very night, I had a near-death experience in which in which I was taken into an airport lounge and interviewed by people. And what happened was it looked very much like the departure lounge of a big modern airport. And what they did was they took me into a room, and there were three people sat there and discussed my life with me. And I said, hang on, I said, I'm not ready to go yet, you know. I said, I have got, because I realized, you know, that I wasn't in my physical body. And they said, well, you've got to tell us if there's something special that you're going to do if we allow you to go back. And I said, well, yes, there are things I'd like to do. I'd like to help people with handicaps. I said, I'm a trained nurse. I could go back and do that. So that's very worthy, but there is something else that you can do. I said, well, I'd like to resurrect the singer called PJ Proby. And they said, that's very interesting. Now, just take a seat outside. We'll consider this, because if you do go back, you'll be on a mission. They said, you'll be seriously physically handicapped, which I am. But they said, sit down outside and we'll talk about this. Anyway, time passed. Everybody else in the airport lounge went into the room, came out, got on a plane. And I wouldn't get on the plane until there was nobody left but me. And then a voice came over the tannoy and it said, would Mr. Sutton please take his seat on the plane? We are about to depart. And of course, I wouldn't. Eh? I wouldn't get on the plane. And the next thing, I was back in my body. I was profoundly handicapped. And it took me a long time to get well. But I was eventually well, and I got myself a teaching certificate and ended up teaching adults with learning difficulties. And whilst I was doing this, which was helping the handicapped, of course, which is what I said I would do, yeah. And what happened next, somebody told me that PJ Proby, the singer, PJ Proby, who was a bit of a hit in America at the time, you remember him, yeah, was living just about 20 miles away from me. I went to see him, recorded him, managed to get him into the studio, managed to get him singing again. He was in a bit of a bad state. But I did resurrect him, got him back into the record shops, got him back on television, and I actually did resurrect PJ Proby. How about that?
Well, that's pretty interesting. I always liked his music. And, you know, your scenario sounds a parallel to an old movie called Defending Your Life. Did you ever happen to see it?
I haven't. Tell me a little bit about that, yeah?
Well, it's as though you're living in the movie. The whole premise of the thing is, how do we get where we need to go if we're supposed to go up? And we're not ready.
Well, how do we get if you're not ready? Yeah, the movie that I saw that was very close to what I experienced was a film from the 1940s called Between Two Worlds.
Yes, one of my favorites. Wasn't it a John Garfield?
I'm not sure if it was John Garfield, but it.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Welcome back to Psychic World. This is indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Torella. Before we were so rudely interrupted, we were talking about the film Between Two Worlds, weren't we, Countess?
One of my favorites. The first time I saw it, I thought, wow, I have been transported into another realm of thinking.
Yeah, wonderful film. If you get a chance, Sydney Greenstreet's in it. Have a look it up. It'll be on YouTube, I'm sure it will. That's Between Two Worlds, and it tells a story about the transition between this world and the next. And with us, we've got a very special guest this evening, a lady from Voices Across the Veil, Michelle Szabo. Are you there, Michelle?
I am. Hello. And I have Dennis here with me as well.
Hi, John.
Oh. Dennis Grieger, thank you very much for joining us. Yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit about your amazing website and your work. Do please, Michelle, just tell us a little about what it is that you do.
Well, Voices Across the Veil is a brand new website, and we did it for a couple of reasons. It came out of some requests that we get from people through our afterlifedata.com site, where, you know, they're interested in connecting with mediums who will help them connect to their loved ones or animals who have passed, and help give them some closure and some peace in that respect. And, you know, we really didn't know people all around the world, and, you know, after a lot of research, you know, the good mediums are really quite expensive. So, you know, to try and help people from all walks of life be able to use the services of a qualified, world-class medium, we created Voices Across the Veil to help people do exactly that. So it's a program
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
It allows
I've had a look at your website, which is afterlifedata.com, which is a brilliant website, by the way. And you talk about the transition of the soul. I think this is amazing, because I've had a number of near-death experiences myself. We were talking a little bit about that before you so kindly joined us. And I thought that your website dealt with that very well, the transition of the soul. So if everybody wants to have a look at afterlifedata.com, there's a lot of information on there. Did you compile this yourself, Michelle, or Dennis?
Yes, we did. What we did, John, is we took historical writings of spirit communications and between life regression cases. And we extracted that information, and we have 265 topics regarding the afterlife on afterlife data. And we took that information and compared it with itself to see how well they agreed on these different topics. And we found through using actually statistics that there's a 95% agreement among these historical writings that go back 150 years, from the present back to 150 years. So there's consistency regarding what the afterlife is like and what the death experience is like, and whether there's reincarnation. There's literally 265 topics. It covers everything from the death experience for adults, death experience for children, transformation from human to spirit life, the afterlife, and what the reasons are that we're here on Earth.
Very good. It is a very comprehensive site, and it's very easy to understand. People do have a look at afterlifedata.com. Dennis, just let me tell you my experience, because I work as a psychic medium myself, and the spirits that come to me all recount their passage as being a cultural passage. Do you understand what I'm saying here, Dennis?
Yeah.
That if they're from, let's say they're from England, then the passage into the next world might be by by train, it might be by plane. In my experience, it was by an airport. I didn't actually get on the plane to take me to my ultimate destination, but that's how it was for me. It was a cultural passage, and I've spoke to people, and as I've been speaking to their loved ones on Earth, it's come back to me that they caught a train. And that their transition between this world and the next was by a train, because certainly in the 1960s and 70s, the use of trains in the UK between destinations was very common. Today it's more common to use a car or an aeroplane for long distance travel, but certainly in the 50s and 60s and 70s, trains were used. Have you found that there's people who have recounted to you their near-death experiences were cultural?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, in Japan, they cross a river. And one of the reasons, another major reason why we created Voices Across the Veil is that we're going to compare the information, basically 21st century information, of these sessions that people have, and we're going to compare them with the historical writings. And eventually, we're working on getting mediums from all over the world so that we can have people from all over the world with different languages be able to participate. And truly, this will become a multicultural study of the afterlife, potentially the largest afterlife study of its kind.
Wow.
I'm absolutely sure you're on the right track there, Dennis. Countess.
Well, that's quite interesting. You mentioned Japan. I lived there for 12 years, and I found the way that they describe things about reincarnation and the afterlife totally fascinating. You're really onto something here, Dennis. Wow, we're so honored to have you two with us.
We're honored to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Michelle, just tell us a little bit about you run courses from on voicesacrossthevale.com, do you?
I'm sorry, John, I did not get that whole sentence.
You have you're running instructional courses. People can actually join your society to have periods of instruction. Yes.
Well, actually, we're just in the process right now of starting to put some of that together, and we will be announcing it on both of the websites as well as Afterlife Library, which is a sister site, and on our Twitter and Facebook, of course, and. The best way for people to get that information quickly from us is, of course, to either follow us or sign up for the newsletter, which they can do on afterlifedata.com.
Afterlifedata.com or voicesacrossthevale.com. Will you please stay and talk to us after the break? We're going to take a break just for a minute, and we will be back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Oranum.com.
Good evening, welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. We've got very special guests. We've got Dennis Grigger and Michelle Zabo from VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com. Are you there?
We are.
Yeah, wow. Hey, well, I've been looking at your website, AfterlifeData.com, which is a sister website to Voices Across the Veil, and I noticed that you're dealing with a subject that's going to be very close to many people's hearts, that's soulmates.
Yes.
And I see that your understanding of this seems to fit very well with what I understand, that we are incarnated into soul groups. Do you know much about soul groups?
Basically, soul families that tend to incarnate together, taking on many different roles during different incarnations in order to learn various lessons regarding roles as a mother, as a father, as a male, as a female, as a child, as a growing adult, and so forth. And we basically are grouped together with other souls that are close to us in our vibration.
Very good. The thing is, I mean, people say to me, especially ladies that contact me, will I ever find my soulmate? I personally believe there isn't just one soulmate. I believe that there are numerous people that we are incarnated with, and I believe that this life is a lesson. Do you feel that this is so, Dennis?
Oh, yes. Basically, in terms of the incarnation, a lot of the planning is done before you're born in terms of who you're going to be with, the types of experiences that you want to go through in order to learn certain types of lessons. In relation to, you know, thinking of Earth as a school or as a classroom, that's true to a great extent. People incarnate a number of times in order to learn certain lessons. The biggest thing, though, is the question is, what are the lessons for? And why are we in this classroom? And why are we here taking courses, so to speak? Is there some type of labor force out in the afterlife? And I think not. I think there's one basic reason that we're here in terms of incarnational experiences, and that is we're new emerging consciousnesses that are learning how to manipulate energy. And we're here to learn that we actually are creating or manifesting physical reality from within and not from without.
And once we have conscious awareness of that, then the next step, which will ultimately end the reincarnational cycle, is to actually consciously start manipulating the energy by knowing that you can and that it comes from within. After that, you go into other realms where your thought instantaneously will manifest some type of reality, depending on what dimension you're in or what realm. But here on Earth, it's kind of an isolation booth where we're learning how to do that, and we learn it within temporal time. Time doesn't exist outside of, at least time the way we think of it, doesn't exist outside of this system. However, within this system, we go from moment to moment. And because of that, what we think doesn't necessarily manifest instantaneously, so that we have the ability to retract something that we just don't want to manifest, or we can re-manifest something else. But the idea here in terms of being on Earth is to come to that conscious awareness that that's what you can do, and that's why you're here. And that eventually when you understand that, you're done. You're done with the reincarnational cycle, and then you're off into other realms doing other things where thought instantaneously manifests. So we're basically being taught how to be responsible creators.
Right. I mean, basically what you're saying is that the power of thought is what we're being taught here. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
The power to actually create things. I mean, I'm absolutely a great believer in the power of positive thinking. I mean, I decide I'm going to do something, and I actually do it. I mean, right. But let me tell you this, Dennis, and I'm sure a lot of people who are definitely active and creative as I am have found this, that the people around you think you're mad.
Well, listen, let me tell you, John, the man who wrote that book, which was the first book I ever read, The Power of Positive Thinking, they thought he was a little out of it, too. He was a minister, and he was way ahead of his time. But you are so right. And what Dennis says is totally resonant with every single thing I feel and believe. Dennis, I'm so glad you're getting this information out to the people who can use it.
How do people access this information? Tell us, Dennis, how do people access the information that you've accumulated?
It's very simple. You know, I mean, afterlifedata.com is a free resource. You know, anybody can go there, look at everything that we have on the website. They are welcome to contact us through our contact page. And, you know, there's a lot of information on Afterlife Library as well.
Yeah, that's actually a third site that we've put up that has almost 3,000 books on the afterlife.
So amazing. Michelle, you've dedicated a lot of your life to healing, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I became a Reiki master teacher about 4 years ago. And I'm very interested in herbs and homeopathy and natural healing as much as possible. And also, you know, getting your thoughts in line. And, you know, what Dennis was talking about before, you know, learning to control your thoughts and, you know, filter things that you say and do. And, you know, be very aware of what is going on around you.
It is controlling the thoughts. However, it's the same energy that grows flowers, that, you know,
yes,
that manifests nature. And it's, so there's a spontaneity to how you create. You're happy with doing it because you know this is how it's done. It's done 100%, whether you're conscious of it or not conscious of it. You're creating your own reality.
And just let me put this to you, Dennis. I mean, it's a great theory of mine, and I absolutely believe it and live it every day, that everything in the universe has a personal consciousness. Like a brick knows that it's a brick. A house knows that it's a house. A tree knows that it's a tree. I talk to trees, and I talk to inanimate objects. I say, thank you very much for helping me today, computer. Yeah, or Skype. Thank you very much for breaking down earlier this evening. But you get what I'm saying, Dennis. How does that resonate?
Oh, it does. There's no ending to consciousness, no matter how small you go or how large, how macro or how micro. The units that actually that become the gestalts that create the groupings of trees or rocks, those are aware energy. That's aware energy. It's alive. It has its own individual identity as well. Just like, you know, we do when we go into the afterlife, we never lose that individual identity. We are part of a greater self, but that individual consciousness is never lost, and that's true throughout nature. The tree is aware. The rock is aware. Everything is alive. Basically, everything is alive.
When you come to England, I'll have to introduce you to the stone circles. The stone circles are extremely powerful. They know why they're there, and that they do it. They will speak to you, Dennis and Michelle. You've been wonderful guests this evening. VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go and have a look. AfterlifeData.com. Would you like to invite people to come and see you, Michelle?
Yes, we would very much like it. We are very excited to be getting this information out, to share our knowledge, and also to learn from others. You know, you're always learning, no matter who you are and where you're at, you're always learning something new. So we really welcome communicating with people and helping them to understand what we know and understanding more of what they know as well.
And it's a scientific study that you've done. I can see this. It's obviously based on anecdotal evidence, but it's also based on research. And it's the infinite question. It's the ultimate question. What lies beyond? And a great deal of the answers you will find, and I have looked at this, and it makes perfect sense to me, AfterlifeData.com and Voices Across the Veil. You've got to go and have a look at this. Dennis Greger and Michelle Szabo, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And you've got some books coming out as well, I believe.
We're not really prepared to talk about them a whole lot, but yes, you will be seeing something.
Keep it secret. We'll see you soon. I hope we'll see you again. Dennis and Michelle, thank you very much. And it's VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com, and we'll be back. Thank you very much.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella the amazing clairvoyant can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and we had two amazing guests there, Dennis Gregor and Michelle Szabo. Now, if you're interested in life after death, and if you're not interested in life after death, then what are you interested in?
That's right. What else is there?
I know what else there is. Yeah, I've seen it on TV. It's in Ferguson. God help me.
Oi.
That is something else. Please, I'm saying a prayer for you, Ferguson. Heal.
Healing light.
You know, healing light. The power of healing be with you, Ferguson. That is sad, please. But go and have a look at voicesacrosstheveil.com. Dennis Gregor and Michelle Szabo, who were our wonderful guests this evening. And it's an amazing website, afterlifedata.com. Tells you all about the transition between this world and the next, the reasons that we're here, and the ultimate universal consciousness that we will all eventually enter into. And Countess, it's come to that time of the evening.
Ah, the serenade.
A serenade indeed, yeah. So I am about to give you a little song. And I'm going to murder one. You all right with that?
Sure.
In my inimitable style, Countess Starella. In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep.
When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call.
In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. In the wee small hours of the morning, and indeed in the United Kingdom, it is the wee small hours of the morning.
Yes, yeah? It is.
It's 10 to 5 a.m. in the morning. We've got a caller on the line. Is it possible to speak to Joey? Hello, Joey. We don't have Joey, Countess. Joey's done a runner, yeah?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So you were telling me there is another film. David Niven was in a film about life after death. Do you remember that? Was it Heaven Must Wait, yeah?
Mm.
Do you remember this film where he was an RAF pilot and he found himself between two worlds?
Yes.
Yeah, and that is an amazing film. And also a film that I saw with the late and dearly lamented and recently gone Yeah, Robin Williams, which was What Dreams May Come.
Another interesting one.
That was very interesting. I know people say that it was a little bit sweet, but it was a very touching movie, that. And What Dreams May Come, it's from Shakespeare's soliloquy in Hamlet. What dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil. And that's what we've been talking about this evening. What dreams may come, what lies beyond. And the way to have a look, honestly, go and have a look at afterlifedata.com. It discusses in some detail about the transition between this world and the next. And as I said, it is a cultural transition. And amazingly enough, Dennis Greger did agree with me that it is a cultural transition because, as you know, in Japan, they say it's crossing a river. Yes. Have you heard the people talking about crossing a river when you were in Japan?
I did. And they just love elaborating about the possibilities of what comes next, as most cultures do. I think many of us from Louisiana hope there's a big band playing and we're off on a parade float.
well, that's what they do in New Orleans, isn't it?
Yeah, we celebrate the transition. We have a party.
But in India, there's different beliefs. They believe in the river Ganges, so it's a river in India as well, isn't it? And in, yes. in ancient Greek mythology, they talked about the river Styx.
They did.
Mm-hmm. And the boatman, yeah, the ferryman. You got to pay the ferryman, and for 10 points, what was the name of the ferryman?
Can't remember.
Sharon.
Interesting. What a mind you have, John. You blow me mind.
But there is an ancient civilizations all have talked about the rite of passage. The Egyptians had the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Yes.
Which is a transition, talk of the transition between this world and the next. And, of course, they believed that the pharaohs were immortal. And that's why they, when they opened the tombs, the pharaohs' tombs, they were full of precious articles.
Perhaps the Egyptians, more than any other, ushered the great leaders out in true royal style.
Scientific studies of the Egyptian mummies have shown that they suffered terribly with bad health. Did you know that?
Yes, and not that many had long lives, except Ramses II seems to have had quite a long and reasonably healthy life.
Since early childhood, I've had visions of ancient Egypt, and one of my earliest recollections of being in another dimension in time and space was traveling back in time to see what I now believe was the creation of the pyramids.
Wow. Well, I am a great fan of Imhotep, the builder. Imhotep is one of the first architects, and I also have these frequent trips backward into Egypt. I think that is my most fun and prominent past life, no question.
Well, the first recollection I have of what could be possibly termed an out-of-body experience was traveling back in time. And I didn't realize this as a child of about 7. And I went into the body of a man who was standing on a wooden platform directing the creation of what looked like a stone artifact. And at the side of me in the distance was a river with a boat, and they were dragging stones across the desert. And I had large charts in front of me, and I was directing people. So I must have been in a past life some form of architect that I was instructional in actually creating perhaps the pyramids.
Maybe we crossed paths in those old days, John, because when I first met you, you seemed so familiar.
Well, yeah, it's strange, isn't it? But, yeah, and I tell you, I felt like a really powerful man, and I was only 7 years old. And when I tried to tell my parents, they were not amused.
Oops.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely not not to be discussed in this house, young man, in serious terms. So we've had one wonderful guest this evening. We've had Dennis Greger and Michelle Szabo of VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com. They've also got a brilliant website called Afterlife Data. Go and have a look. You had a look at that website, Countess?
Yes, I love it and I recommend it. And I thank all of our listeners tonight. We have, as always, enjoyed your company so very much.
We have indeed. And you can get Countess Starella on Arainham.com. Go and see Countess on Arainham.com. That's where she'll be in a highly informative chat room, resplendent with purple hair and a parrot on her shoulder. Ladies and gentlemen, we've enjoyed it very much this evening. Thank you very much for joining Psychic World. We'll be back next week. And thank you very much to our special guests, Dennis Greger and Michelle Szabo of VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com. And we will be back next week. You'll be here, Countess, will you not?
Yes, I'll be here.
We'll be here. This is Psychic World, and I am indeed John G. Sutton. So what I'd like to say to you now, ladies and gentlemen, is good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.